Friday, March the 9th, 2018, roaring into one of the great basketball weekends of the year. And this is before the NCAA tournament gets started next week. The Rockets, with an opportunity not quite of a lifetime, but a grand opportunity tonight, trying to run their winning streak to 18. They are north of the border at Toronto, best in the West, at the best in the East. The Raptors have won 6 in a row. They have the best home record in the NBA at 27-5. And they're underdogs tonight. So any idea that the Rockets aren't getting sufficient respect, whether from national pundits, whether from odds makers, whether from gamblers, it's a weak storyline to argue. Everyone knows the Rockets are crushing the NBA right now. Hence, they are 2-point favorites at Toronto. And if the Rockets win tonight, as a practical matter, it's preposterous to wonder, will they ever lose again in the regular season? But they are now just to the back half of the greatest winning streak in NBA history, 33 in a row by the Lakers some 46 seasons ago now. If the Rockets win tonight, that's 18 in a row. They'd be 52-13. Their winning percentage would get to an even 800. And since the Rockets are favored tonight at Toronto, I thought it would be a pick 'em. Maybe the Raptors barely favored, but it's the Rockets favored by a deuce. That means unless the Rockets run into injury issues, or maybe the last week of the season, they have the number one seed wrapped up, so you're resting, holding out a Chris Paul and or a James Harden. The Rockets are going to be favored in every game they play the rest of the season. Doesn't mean it's fair to say, well, then they should win every game they play the rest of the season. If you have a 90% chance of winning every time you take the court, it doesn't mean you're anywhere close to likely to win 17 games in a row. But that's the streak the Rockets are on currently. If they win tonight, they will have 17 games left in the season. And if you like to dream big, well, if the Rockets win out, that would be a 35-game season-ending winning streak. And you know what would mean? They still wouldn't really come close to the Warriors 73-9 of a couple of seasons ago. It's one more way to tilt the prism and get a little different view at how sick that was. The Warriors going 73-9. The season over the last three in which they did not win the NBA championship. It's not as if the Rockets are Raptors. This is the NBA Finals. But it could be. At this point in time, Toronto would be the favorite to win the East. Cleveland's been a little shaky of late. Though I bet you when the playoffs start, the Cavaliers will be the betting favorite if they close all right in the regular season. LeBron's LeBron's LeBron. But LeBron, you're not playing the very greatest basketball of your career. Calm down just a little bit. Offensively, perhaps, but you're not the defensive force you used to be. You are 33 years old now, and your team is 38-26. If you were at the absolute positive peak of your powers, do you think your team would only be 38-26 this season? So the Raptors at 47-17. The Rockets go for win number 52. And look, after tonight, there's still more than a month of regular season ball to be had. But there is a chance we look back at tonight as the night the Rockets won the West. At least the regular season. Postseason, different animal. But if you did not catch it last night, the later game on TNT, the Warriors had to come from behind in the fourth quarter to beat the staggering and mediocre Kawhi-less San Antonio Spurs. So the Warriors close within one half game of the Rockets. Rockets 51-13, Warriors 51-14. But in the first 2 minutes of that game last night, Steph Curry re-rolled his right ankle. Did not return to the game. He's been ruled out this weekend for the Warriors. And that is why possibly mega chance for the Rockets to take a stranglehold grip on number one in the West. They lead the Warriors by one in the loss column. They have the same number of victories. Well, both the Rockets and Warriors can keep winning. but you can't take away a loss from your record. So Rockets with 13 defeats, the Warriors with 14. As I hope you're familiar with by now, Rockets hold the tiebreaker, so they're really two ahead of Golden State in the loss column. The Rockets have to lose two more games than the Warriors do the rest of the way for Golden State to wind up the number one seed. Well, if the Rockets win tonight, exactly how many more games do you think the Rockets are going to lose? It's not going to be very many. I have a hard time fathoming it wouldn't be any. But the Rockets will be favored every time they take the court the rest of the season, as long as they have a clear intention to compete. So, all right, even if they stumble a couple of times, let's say three, that would mean a 15-3 finish. I mean, the Rockets' winning percentage for the season is better than a 14-4 rate. 14-4 is 778. The Rockets' winning percentage is 797. They're on pace to win 65 games. If they win 65 games, the Warriors, from today forward, have to go 15-2. Of course, Golden State's capable of that. The Warriors are on a 7-game winning streak themselves. The top four in the West, this is crazy. The Rockets at 17 in a row. Warriors have won 7 straight. Portland's won 8 in a row. New Orleans has won 10 in a row. Well, without Steph Curry, the Warriors are at Portland tonight. So this has the chance to be just a huge swing night. If the Rockets win at Toronto and the Stephless Warriors lose at Portland, well, then the Rockets go 2 to the good in the loss column, effectively 3 with a tiebreaker. And the Rockets will be on a pace that means they're unlikely to lose more than 3 games the rest of the way, meaning that Golden State would have to go undefeated from here on in to overtake them for the number one seed. But really, tonight is the lock and load. Rockets at Toronto, earlier start, Eastern time zone. If the Rockets win tonight, if you are a Rockets homer, you can truly dream about anything as plausible the rest of the way. Regular season, never losing again. Breaking the NBA record, breaking the North American Major League Sports record for longest winning streak ever. Rockets do play at Portland. That's about it. In games that you'd say, ooh, all right, they'll be favored, but that's a toughie. Raptors are really good. They're underrated. They're underappreciated because they're in Canada. ESPN, ABC, TNT. They'll talk about them during halftime shows and stuff. I'm quite confident Shaq could not name 3 Raptors. I'll give him Lowry and DeRozan, and then that's it. Someone would have to remind him. You know, Serge Ibaka's been there a year and a half now. Jonas Valanciunas? Yeah, right. Norman Powell? Pfft. And Canada does not count in the Nielsen ratings. So it's a complete disaster for ABC if the Raptors are in the NBA final. It's not like no one will watch. But the two markets that will watch the most are Houston or the Bay Area. Right, whoever wins the West. And Toronto! So the Raptors are not getting the run they deserve for the season that they are having. But they are really good. And in the best backcourt in the NBA division, outside of Harden and Paul and Curry and Thompson, Lowry and DeRozan is the right answer. Over Lillard and McCollum, because neither of those guys guard. And John Wall has missed too much time this season for the Wizards, and the Wizards have played better ball without John Wall. So that has to push Wall and Bradley Beal down a tandem. Not sure if I'm missing one there, but I think those are your 5 best backcourts in the NBA. So the Rockets trying for 18 in a row tonight. I know it's Friday, and you're getting all dolled up for a night out, whether it's the rodeo or, hey, it's just Friday, it's club night. But Rockets-Raptors should command a good chunk of your attention.